There are four Gospels, and today we're celebrating the feast day of one of their authors, St. Mark. Hi, I'm Father James Kubicki with some thoughts about the shortest of the four Gospels, which we are using at most of our Sunday Masses this year. Where St. Luke has the beautiful stories we find in the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and where Matthew has the birth of Jesus and the visit of the three wise men and the flight into Egypt because of King Herod's fear and jealousy, and where St. John begins his Gospel with the eternal Word of God through whom everything was created, becoming flesh, St. Mark skips the birth of Jesus and instead goes right into John the Baptist baptizing Jesus in the Jordan River. Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels, and I think the most concrete. I once heard a joke about a priest who told his congregation that he planned on preaching about the sin of lying and deceit next week, and he asked them to do a little homework during the week. He asked them to prepare for next Sunday's homily by reading chapter 17 of Mark's Gospel. The next Sunday rolled around, and the priest began his homily asking for a show of hands. How many had done their homework and read Mark chapter 17? 3/4 of the congregation raised their hands, at which point the priest said, "Mark has only 16 chapters. I will now proceed to my homily on the sin of lying." Now, did you know that Mark doesn't have 17 chapters? You should, and if you didn't, I'd recommend getting more familiar with your Bible, especially the New Testament. And since Mark has only 16 chapters, why not start there?